But she wrote a whole plan for me. Actually, this book here, she was like dedicating it, like, make your dreams come true. I'm like, are you American? Because I like that talk. In England, we're like, we don't want you to succeed. We're miserable. We want you to be miserable with us. Deadpan humor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Geeks and a Noob Interviews. My name is Superbeard Vince Hoover, and I am here with an amazing person who, before I introduce him, I want to tell you a little bit how I found them. So about a year and a half ago, I was binging on Disturbed music videos, as one does, and I happened to notice a couple reaction videos down in the queue, and I noticed this very attractive woman who seemed to have a huge smile on her face while listening to Sounds of Silence. So I was like, well, why not? I'll take a look at it. And what came of that was an instant love for this YouTube channel. And I have since watched so many videos on this channel, with some of my favorites being, of course, the Disturbed responses, the Journey reactions, and the Brendan Urie reacting to her reacting to Brendan Urie's voice is an all-time classic, I think. And this person has over 1 million followers on YouTube and is simply just one of the best channels out there for just positivity and bubbly entertainment and just a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Rebecca, the vocal athlete.
Howdy, howdy. Wow, that was nice. I was like, wow, who's he talking about? She sounds rad.
Well, rad you are. Don't sell yourself short. There's a reason there's over 1 million people following your channel.
Self-deprecated humor. It's the best.
Yeah,
we all trust you. Oh, man, I can never be like, yeah, man, you're so right. I'm so amazing. And no one tuned in after that moment.
Yeah, probably that. It's probably one of the reasons. It's probably one of the reasons he reacted like, well, this person's voice is great, but, you know, mine's better.
Yeah.
No. You are a vocal coach, a singer, a songwriter, and even a film scriptwriter, screenwriter, as we call it. And I should know that because I am one myself. Wow, that was weird. Yay. Words. But so you're a very creative person who doesn't shy away from showing yourself online, which I appreciate just how fun it is. What got you into YouTube?
Well, it was a cold morning. I don't know. I just saw some... This was, you know, a while ago, and I just thought, what is this tube of you? You know, what is this? Oh, you upload videos, and it doesn't matter what, to a point. So I just uploaded me singing, you know, the thing that I like to do, and then I just uploaded more bits and pieces, impressions, singing, ideas, skits, more impressions, more singing, some vocal athleticism. How to make a smoothie. And then it kind of went on to reactions and other shizzle ships like that. And then it just kind of went crazy from that moment on, 2018, from 1,000 subscribers to a few more. So yeah.
Just a couple.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster.
Just a couple of 10. A few commas.
Yeah.
And your reaction videos, like, and there are countless reaction video channels out there now. Since I started watching yours, of course, I get suggested others and others, and it's just grown exponentially,
yeah.
Especially over the last year where everybody, you were stuck inside. So a lot more people have jumped on the YouTube, and a lot more people have decided to react to videos. But what I have found is that I keep going back to yours, because again, there's an infectious love that you spill out, and I'm just curious, like, how, like, when you hear these songs and you, like, are you reacting to these legitimately first time most times, or are they just, are do you,
yeah,
like...
unless I've stated
majority
I have not heard, because I live under a rock, so many people have told me, and then I wrote a song about living under a rock, so thanks guys, and hashtag you talk too much. But yeah, unless I state, because I cannot lie, I say, oh yeah, I know this song. Nirvana. I mean, who, you know, there's some bands like, well, of course. But I get it. It's like if someone's so passionate, like, how could you not hear? And I get it because I do the same. It's like someone saying they don't know who Celine Dion is, and we can just take a moment there and think about that. But yeah, it's well, I don't see the point otherwise in like faking a reaction. I find it freaking cringy, and you know, it's not really my bag. But obviously, I'm a quite a upbeat OTT kind of person anyway. And when it comes to music and passion and music or anything I'm passionate about, there's no, it's like all or nothing. So as you can probably see in the videos. So I think it's just a great way to share the emotion, and whatever comes into my head, I'm pretty much okay in explaining or saying and how I feel, you know, being an empath and extremely sensitive. I'm just happy to share that. And I think, you know, we're all, a lot of people are close, and I think it's a nice way to sort of help others sort of, you know, on an emotional level, sort of feel like it's okay to show your emotions and it doesn't make you wimpy. There's strength in that vulnerability.
You know? Absolutely. And you mentioned empath, which I want to go down on it a little bit further with this. Cause I think that that's something that in the, especially in music, that, some of the best artists tend to be empaths, and so you can really like the emotion pours out or pours into them and then pours out via the music. And I think that's really impressive. And again, and without you even saying it, I kind of had that sense that that's what you were, and because you can, every time you see it, you hear a song, you almost take on the life of that song in your reaction. You're very much like Sound of Silence, which is a more somber song, but it is so incredibly, it is so incredibly passionate hearing his voice. Dave Draymond is insane. I've seen him live now twice. The man can make a crowd do anything. And you kind of took on the life of that song in the way you described it. But then you go to something like Don't Stop Believing. It's much more.
Joy.
Yeah. So like, it's never that you're not, I don't ever see you. I don't want to say somber, but you do take on the, you take
there've
on
been the, times. Yeah.
Yeah, it has happened, but like you definitely take on the life of the song. And so I think that empathy is a key word there. I want to dive a little bit into that Brendan Urie reaction though. What was that
the big B
really like? Cause it started with you, it started with you reacting to a compilation video of his singing. And to me, Brendan Urie's voice is almost on par to like a Freddie Mercury as far as uniqueness and ability. I think that he's maybe like the closest thing this generation has to a Freddie Mercury as far as vocal range and ability. And he's also just a really funny, great guy. If you've ever if you've ever seen his Vine videos, the dude's hilarious. And so you react to his compilation. Somehow that gets back to him. And then he reacts to you reacting.
On Twitch.
Yeah.
All his fans were going, check this out, check. And okay, I'll do that with his glasses. Bless him.
Talk about a gracious human being, because he could have taken that so many ways.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And like, then he just fell in. He just fell in love with you, like we all do. Like it's an instant thing. I tell people when I explain your videos, I'm like, oh, how do I explain Rebecca's? I was like, I just want to like stick her in my pocket and feed her Skittles. She's that adorable. Like that's the only way I can explain it. Like and then the
I
people
like
are
like, idea.
So I have Skittles, by the way. But
they're nice. Not too many.
Yeah. So. What was it like? Obviously, we see the genuine emotion in you reacting to his reaction. But like when you first heard of his reaction, what was that like? What was that moment like?
Well, it was early. I got inundated at like 4 a.m. and I was away at the time, just like do my thing. And it was just like, Rebecca. I was like, oh no, what's going on? Instagram humans and God knows wherever else. It was like inundated at the time. And then Brendan Urie. It's just like, it was insane. And I couldn't really comprehend at the time what was going on and how like big a deal it was. But I literally just did a, oh my gosh, he's reacted. And then I didn't want to spoil it. I wanted to sort of wait till I got back home to really revel in it and then just gush and have red cheeks and try and hide it with makeup and put more makeup on than usual just in case. And it was just, yeah, just crazy. And like you said, he's so humble and amazing. The fact he spent over 20 minutes, whatever it was, just being really humble, not like, oh yeah, she picked out that about my voice. And then I think he liked, you know, that I was mimicking back and harmonizing with him and then saying certain things. I'll never forget. Watch the video. And I was just in awe, you know, because it doesn't happen. No one does that. We ain't got time for the little people. We got to move on, you know. And it's like for him to spend time and listen to his fans. And that's crucial, isn't it? So
absolutely.
Because they're everything. And I know that. They are. So we actually listened and dedicated. And it wasn't just me as well. It was Tristan and was it someone else? Oops. Maybe it was just us two. And then, yeah, and it was just amazing. And I'm just very grateful. And it was just a wonderful moment in time. And then, of course, I had to react to it because people were saying it was like inception.com. So
yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Like, it's never going to stop. I was like waiting for his reaction. Don't be silly. He's done his time.
I almost thought it was going to be one of those like you reacting to him, reacting to you, reacting to him, you reacting, like it was going to be like this train of
things.
But it was absolutely
ever stopping.
It's so lovely. It was so lovely to see your reaction. It was so genuine, and I love that so much. The other thing I appreciate is I'm a huge music fan, and I'm a huge music history buff. Like, I know a lot about where bands came from, how they got started. But as far as singing, as far as singing goes, I'm terrible. I'm the kind of guy that makes people not want to go to karaoke. But I do go to karaoke because I also love making an ass of myself. But I also, I know my range, too. Like, I stick to a very particular type of song. Like, I sing Radiohead Creep.
Mid-level.
Yeah. Hootie and a Blowfish.
Well, that goes fairly high.
I can hit one note. I can't stay there, but when it's one note, there's one moment, oh God, no, I'm not even close to ready for that.
Do something that scares you every day, and this is right now, Mr. Beardy.
Oh God, okay, let's see if I can do it.
Oh God, let's do this.
This is so bad. I just got over being sick too. You're really going to put me on the spot.
You're going to have that sexy edge quality. It's going to be fine. I'm rooting for
you. All right, let's see. So normally when I sing, I keep it low. Like, I keep everything down here, and I usually put a little bit of I don't even know the terms. As much as I've watched your videos, you think I would learn more.
I know. Learn something.
I should start taking notes.
I know, right?
But I put a little bit of a I know a great way to explain what I do. Do you remember? You know the movie
Ted? Talk yourself out of it.
I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. No, I'll get there. I promise you, I will get there. You know the movie Ted?
Maybe at the end. Yes.
The movie Ted, and when he's singing karaoke at. And he goes, everybody in the 90s sang like this. And he does that, A-I-O-U. And he does that part. Like, I do that. I'll actually sing. I do a little bit of a Kermit the Frog sound too when I sing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And then, I do Hootie and the Blowfish, Radiohead. So Radiohead, when I get there, I can hit that one note. I think, anyways. I don't know. I've been told I do well, but this is also by people who are my friends. So, hang on. Actually, you know what? Let's do this.
Well, there's that run.
Yeah, the run part. And I do run it a little bit. So, I'm going to pull up the song.
Vocal lesson.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the song.
Run.
Radiohead.
You'll be fine.
Radiohead Creep.
Agony and pain.
I've never been one to not
love. That's been deserted. I spent 40 minutes. I don't know if you caught that video. Probably not. But 40 minutes talking about explaining about Creep and all about it.
Oh, no. I've seen that one. And
did you see that? Well, I listened to the fans and they were like, oh, talk about it or something like that. And then I was like, all right. Or no, I think I said in a video, in that reaction or something. Oh, I could talk about, like I sometimes say, forever or like. 500 minutes. Go on then. I was like, right, I'll do 40. Didn't reach the 500 minutes.
Okay. So I don't get any kind of copyright shit. I don't want to turn it down a little bit.
Do a cappella. They get you an a cappella anyway. Because that video got copyright in the last 10 seconds. I was like, bullshit. What is that? Thanks, YouTube. Because they don't take enough of the 45%.
do they?
Well, while this is getting to that part, so I can kind of, because for some reason, for me, I without
don't
the music,
over analyze it, just do it.
But as I get to that part, I'm trying to remember that, like, the lyrics, which I should remember. How do you get around that,
it's
by the
run.
Way? Copyright. Like, what? How are you not stricken
you
down?
You just have to get annoyed.
Oh,
another block.
Okay.
They've got two block videos. So ABBA and... No, you don't. You don't. You just have to suck it up and wait for finer times in life.
I was just curious about that.
Yeah, don't
like,
do it for money.
Yeah, it's just like, your reaction videos, I'm like, they can't be monetized, right?
Most of them, 95%, I don't get any money. And people are like, ooh, get yourself a talent and do something else. I'm like, well, I do, but I just...
Well, yeah, we're going to get into that. We're
going to
get into
that
in a minute when I'm done embarrassing myself.
I'm not the only one. And it's so messed up. There's no rhyme or reason. Like, I could make a video and it goes out, and then vice versa. Someone else does it. Mine doesn't go through. And then I just delete because I have no patience. But I don't go fighting all day long. These companies are like money for the little people like me. But it's just part of the game. You're using other people's, you know, it's just the way it is, isn't it? It's like if I upload my own song, it's copyright because it's mine.
Yeah, it's yours. Yeah, exactly.
My own songs. Yeah, exactly. I'm not like, oh man. Bitch.
And I do want to discuss
taking my own money.
I do want to discuss your music. Funny enough, last night I went through Instagram and I happened to see it. It's like, oh, single alert, and you had a new single out. And my dumb ass went, wait, what? She's single? What happened? What? Oh, wait, no.
Wait, I got so many messages like Rebecca's single. I was like, I was like, social media manager. It's okay. It's out. But I think in the, I don't know, actually, I didn't read it. New music, maybe? I don't know, but yeah,
okay.
Exciting
All right.
time. Yeah, I've got a new EP out, so.
We'll discuss that in a moment after I'm done embarrassing myself, I'll go ahead and give this a shot.
Go. Count down from 10 and then, or 5, and you have to do it. That goes for many things in life.
Okay.
Yep, hydrate, posture, little cough.
See, my voice is gone.
Yeah.
She run. There you go.
Well
I
done.
Can feel,
I think
I
don't know if
it.
Anyone else could hear that because it cuts out a lot, which I know happens when you're like, really
yeah.
high.
And yeah,
which is the annoying thing with recording and things when you're doing this sort of stuff. But
yeah,
you did
happened.
Get a peek, and it was very good.
I could feel it scratching. I just got over. Ooh. Yeah. Well, I also
in that case, don't do any more then.
Yeah. No. I also like folds. About 10 years ago. No, almost 15 now. But I had a very severe case of bronchitis that actually scarred somewhat of my vocal cords. And now it sounds like I'm going through puberty sometimes. Like my voice will just squeak
Hello?
When I'm talking. Yeah, it happens all the time. I'll be like, so hey,
help you.
What happened?
Help you.
It's like, oh no.
Like Scooby-Doo or something.
Yeah, exactly. But
okay, that's nice.
I do love singing that song. And it's
so good. It's such a, I think everyone connects to that, don't they?
Oh, it's
hard to say, I don't like that song.
I don't know how anybody, I don't know.
Simon and Garfunkel, thingy-majiggy.
There are certain
some songs.
Songs
are just classics, timeless, forever.
Exactly. And there's songs like that, like Don't Stop Believing is one of them. I keep going back to that, but a Steve.
So, like, you never tire of that song. So you
no.
And we all.
Steve Perry
one, right?
was incredible.
It's just so, yeah.
But
God.
It's. Like that one, like Mother Father, you reacted to that one as well.
Oh yeah.
But there's actually a video.
Wagon then, didn't
I? There's actually a video I thought that you should react to, and it was from I don't know if it's on. I have to check see if it's online, which may be why you can't. But
yeah.
It was from the DVD re-release where they did like it was a CD and DVD where the Arnell from their news lead singer, who's from the Philippines.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yes.
He sung all the classics as well as their new songs, and he sounds so much like Steve Perry, it's crazy. But when it comes to Mother Father, it was actually the drummer singing while playing, which I think is one of the most badass things you can do as a drummer, because I used to be a drummer.
It is.
And I know how much energy it takes.
It's
just
still
to
important,
drum.
Said the drummer.
Yeah. But
yeah,
the amount of like they work harder than anybody else on stage, I believe, because
yeah,
it's a full workout. There's a reason those guys end up shirtless 9 times out of 10. It's because they're drenched in sweat. But the fact that he was drumming a complex song as well, like the song, the drum beats in that song are complex, but then he's singing it and nailing it. It's absolutely incredible. Now, granted, the guy is not exactly a good person, we have come to find out later in life. But that video is incredible. It's Dean Castronoso singing Mother Father. It's absolutely insane. I want to talk about your music, though. Like you said, we hinted at you having a new single out. What is kind of like your thought process right now as you're songwriting, as you're recording? Where are you at, and what are you, and how is it showing through in your music?
I don't know, because there's not like a specific way I do things, because it can be a word that inspires me, two words, kind of like, I wouldn't say oxymoron, but something. I love playing around with words and with the reactions. I'm sure you can see some of the things I just come out with, which don't sometimes always make sense, but you can kind of get the gist. So I'm very much about description and feeling and emotion, and in my head nothing sometimes as well, and it will just come out. You know, the amount of times I do, and most of the time if I songwrite, it's through improvisation. So I'll just sing whatever, like nothing conscious, all that appears to be, and I'll just write and write and write, and then a whole song can sometimes emerge. So verse, then chorus, or you know, then verse and middle eight, whatever. Maybe not always a middle eight, because it's like, oh, let's really think about it now. And it's sometimes I could just spend 20 minutes and just gathering ideas, but obviously not everything I do is amazing, so I have to be sort of self-critical. But I'd rather some people say, oh no, that's great, or that's okay. But sometimes it's the songs that you think are rubbish that end up being quite popular. So I don't know. It's just one of the most amazing feelings to be able to write and to express in that way. I think it's such a beautiful thing. And I'm very much, I just absolutely adore songwriting. And for a long, long time, I wasn't uploading music myself. And I was just kind of like, what am I doing? So then I'm just like bringing out more dopamine release and even wrote a song called Dead on Dopamine. So I thought that was quite fitting at the time. And then I've got an EP out at the moment, which I collaborated with a fellow singer-songwriter. His name's Anthony Lazzaro, but we've collaborated before a couple of times on songs and things under the RVA on Spotify. But that got confusing and it was a bit shit. So I've changed it to Rebecca Ray on Spotify because it's a lot more easier for people to type in without knowing where dots go. And I don't know where the dots go, just make them up. I want to be like releasing as much as possible because it's ridiculous the amount of material I have. And I'm just grateful that I can do it. You know, I don't need to be selling number ones. Well, that would be lovely. I'm not under any illusion, but just something I love to do. So it's very much part of me. It's not everything. I love to do so many different things. Like do this. Obviously YouTube, like just videos, talk to camera, impressions, you know, writing, all sorts. But songwriting is very, very important. Very, very important. Very key to me, my being. So, yeah.
I've always been fascinated by songwriting.
So you're falling asleep. I'm glad.
No.
Or you had those glasses on, you like got eyes open, but really asleep.
Yeah, exactly. What? No, yeah.
Is
we're great.
She finished,
no.
Mom?
No, I've always been fascinated by songwriting. I've done it. See, I'm still screwed up from doing that.
I know. Yeah. It's fine. Warm down.
I did it for a bit. I dabbled in songwriting. When my ex-wife was singing professionally, I wrote a few songs, and then I equate it to screenwriting in a way, in that you're working to bring words to life. And you've actually been doing my research about you, which sounds stalkerish and creepy. I saw that you also have done screenwriting. What are you, is that something you still like dabble in? Is that something that you still,
I'd love to be able to say yes, I do. The last time I did that was part of my uni course a few years ago now. But I did come second in the Peter Ustinov Award. So I was going to travel to New York. That didn't happen because I didn't win. So it probably wasn't that great. But I started to write scripts in terms, because I want to do more skits and things like that. Also, turn my hand to being a lovey. Yeah, and just the sort of acting world, or I don't know, just whatever. Maybe more improv would suit me anyway, because I'm not very good at remembering lyrics or lines. I'm so bad. I'm just more comfortable with ad lib, you know, that kind of thing. So
improv is definitely.
Sometimes I don't even remember my own songs. Well, it's just so much fun. I just find it, you know, a bit like Whose Line Is It Anyway? That looks like heaven to me. I just think I would revel and I'd love it so much. Hint, hint, anyone? No? Okay, good. Yeah, so what's the question? Oh, script writing. Yeah, I haven't done that in a long time. But for me, mainly songwriting stemmed from poetry. So I still write poetry as well. And sometimes it might turn into a song, but generally it just stays as poetry. It's just nice to get that out as well and to release the dopamine. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely, there's obviously a correlation between poetry and songwriting, because in essence, a song is really a poem put to music. But not many people can make that, that see the bridge between songwriting and script writing, but I can definitely see it, because you're telling a story in a song and you're structured in a way to tell that story. And I remember Metallica, who to me is the greatest band of all time, before the Saint Anger album, those guys used to write songs after just watching a movie, like these huge, intense, heavy, powerful songs, like And Justice for All, One, Enter Sandman, all these songs that are, you know, these classics that are these you know, huge deals. And they were written because they, you know, James and Lars sat and watched a movie. And they go, oh, that's a good idea. And then they...
evoked emotion.
Yeah. It brought something out of them. And then they're like, oh, let's write a song about it. And so a lot of their earlier stuff from the Black Album and especially before, it's based on just movies they saw. And there's the whole point of a film, whether it be a comedy, romance, horror, even the superhero genre, it's about evoking emotion. At the end of the day, that's what you're trying to do, is you're pulling emotion out. I mean, as weird as it sounds, I watch Avengers Endgame all the time, and I cry every time. Every time. Mm. You know, it's just there's an emotion that gets pulled out of there. And so I think that's something that with songwriting and script writing, you can see a correlation that not many people actually see. And so that's why I had to ask you about that. I saw that. I was like, oh, film. Yay. But speaking of film and speaking back to your love of Celine Dion, did you see the music video for her for the Deadpool movie? She wrote a song for Deadpool.
I've reacted to her about three times now.
Have you?
She's one on the record. Have I seen it? I don't know. What's the name of it?
Let me pull up the actual name of the song, but it is the theme song for Deadpool 2. Like how Ryan Reynolds got her to do it, right. I have no idea. But it's
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he's everybody's crush.
Free Guy. I saw that at the cinema. I'm a massive geek for film as well. Absolutely. There was a time it was like on par, music and film. What do I go into? Both.
Yeah, do both.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no reason why you can't do both.
I love that film, partly because I hadn't been out of the house for 2 years.
Okay, so the song is called Ashes.
Oh, yes, I have. Yes. Yeah. I think I reacted to it.
Absolutely.
A couple of years ago.
Absolutely love Celine Dion. And
great power.
Yeah, but there's so
connection, power, range, agility.
What kind of
phenomenal,
like,
technique?
I would.
And she's funny.
She
won't bore me in a concert. I'm like, oh, so she sings. Say what? But she'll have the personality as well, which is really important for me not to fall asleep.
Well, I think one of the things you can see about how laid back she is the fact that she was willing to do the Deadpool 2 soundtrack.
And do a
really funny video to it as well. But on the level of, say, Celine, and like, it's hard to say who are the best singers out there. Like, it's hard to like, because that's kind of subjective. But there's
so
also
much.
But there's also, like, as part of what you do, because you are an actual vocal coach, you know about, you know, how the actual vocal cords work and how to sing and how to teach people to sing. Mm-hmm. Somebody like Celine Dion, I would put up on a pedestal as far as incredible singers.
A really high one as well, where I feel they touch the floor.
Yeah, or somebody who's as close to perfection when it comes to singing as you can get. I think somebody like Celine Dion. I put Brendan Urie there, like I mentioned before. I think he's this generation's Freddie Mercury. I put Freddie Mercury there. I put Freddie Mercury above all.
Yeah. Queen's one of my favorite bands.
What he was able to accomplish and physically do that seemed inhuman, like scientifically proven to be inhuman. Like there was things he shouldn't have been able to do. And the fact that, did you ever see the scientific breakdown of the Live Aid concert? It's absolutely insane. It's insane. And so I love Freddie Mercury to death. Michael Jackson's another one I think was absolutely incredible. And if you've ever seen the This Is It, the documentary that right before he passed away, watching him get that concert together. Somebody who's never played an instrument.
And his vocal coach.
Yeah.
Seth Riggs.
But somebody who's never...
It's an impression of him. Oh, shit. That was hilarious. Yeah, he's a great personality.
Yeah, it's funny to watch him because he's somebody who's, again, he's been in music literally his whole life, but has never played an instrument. But when you hear him break down what he wants from the bass line and what he wants, and he does it vocally.
Yeah, his voice is the instrument, but yeah, he's very, very, plays the producer role, doesn't he?
So
knows what he wants.
Who are some other artists that you would, that maybe even in just the right now that you find to be just absolutely incredible? Maybe somebody that maybe not everybody's listened to either. Maybe somebody that you want more people to hear.
God. Trying to think of the videos I've done now. So many. Nearly 800 now, so I can't remember. There's so many amazing singers out there, and not even famous ones that we probably haven't even heard of because they just haven't got the break. Or they haven't had money thrown at them. Because that's mainly how it works, sadly. There's so many. There's so many. So, and there's like all around the world as well, not just like American singers and English singers. And, you know, it's like South American and someone called Dimash from Kazakhstan. So just like so many amazing vibrant singers, even if I, which I hate to do. I mean, I did ABBA, but let's have a little look to jog my memory. And a lot of the metal singers, which probably don't get a lot of, you know, the masses, so to speak.
Yeah.
What did I do? Dimash. I've done Dimash a lot of times. Indonesian songs. Amazing. Oh God, who's that? Elvis Presley. Well, I think we all know him.
Yeah,
I cover a Vine. You've probably seen it. Motley Crue, although he wasn't the best song or singer there. Justin. Oh, Chris Stapleton.
Yes. Obviously American. I'm not into country for the most part, but Chris Stapleton, that dude's amazing. No,
but it translates.
It transcends.
And it's not like, oh, singing country songs. It's not like that.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's kind of like, I wouldn't even say pop, but it's,
I would almost say it's Southern rock. It's more of a Southern rock kind of sound, like a Johnny Cash, Hank Williams Sr., that kind of sound.
Yeah.
He also recently,
incredible.
I hate to go back to Metallica, which I will always do anyways.
Of course.
They just had their 30th anniversary for the Black Album. And so they took over a satellite radio station for 2 weeks. And there is a new album coming out called The Blacklist, where 53 artists remake the album. So Chris Stapleton was one of them. And he does a version of Nothing Else Matters that is just so powerful. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I do love Chris Stapleton.
Pantera, they were made me wince. Like, well, what's this? I hear.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Cemetery Gates. That was an interesting one.
Blew my mind.
Is there an artist?
All genres, even like K-pop, that probably go like, ew. Like, still hardworking.
Maybe they're
the sound generally, but it's incredible. Like, what they achieve. So I appreciate, because I don't know what it's like, but like pretty much all genres, maybe not so much trance. I don't hear much singing in that, but like, I love it all. I absolutely love it all. And then I can dance to it. I can cry to it. I can feel it. You know, I get it. I can hear like what's going on. And sometimes not even like analyze it, just freaking listen to the music and just allow it to be as it's meant to be without the sort of analysis on it, you know. Just let the music be and then let your bloody ears just let your ears do the talking, you know. So yeah.
Well, you
kind of, no, I just love it all.
You kind of touched on it with you when you mentioned Pantera. Was there ever an artist and maybe like Pantera where you kind of had a, for lack of a better term, maybe a kind of preconceived notion of how they're going to sound or something. You may not have listened to them, but it's like, ah, that's not my thing. But then you hear it because, like, okay, well, the fans want me to react to this, so I'll react to it. And it just, it blows you away in the completely different direction where you thought it would be. Has there ever been an artist that kind of, like, is that sticks out like that?
Well, I think, I mean, there was Nightwish, Pantera, and, well, there's so many, all of the metal lot. Quite frequently. Well, you see the expression like, and the initial response physically, and I can't hide, it's very quite a lot of Botox going on here. You know, it's like it's kind of something like because of the I try and have no expectations, which if you have that in life, you do it, you're going to do well, because then you're never going to be upset by any situations. And my expectation levels are always just like on a zero, which is might sound a bit weird. Like, oh, these are going to sound amazing because everyone says they are. Or even like Filipino singers, you know, there's kind of expectation there because they're all pretty freaking amazing, for example, technically gifted there. So if it comes to a certain genre, I don't know, I'm extremely open-minded. So I try and keep that throughout watching, or like metal singers, you know, like it's not something I used to listen to ever. And I'm not going to be, you know, because obviously being under a rock, I didn't know any music at the time. But it's great because the musicianship, it's not just the vocal that I listen to anyway, because I appreciate, say, the drumming, or sometimes I can't explain it as well as, say, a professional drummer, but what I hear, you've got to respect it, you know, high respect for those musicians. And when it all comes together, and it's not just the vocals for me, it's everything, especially if they're playing on stage and you get to see this sort of like or like Iron Maiden. I remember going, oh my god, he's been out of a musical zoo. I don't know why I said crap in time, but you know, something like that, and it's just breathtaking, you know, something like that. And even on a subtle level, it's not always for me like the biggest and loudest voices are the best ones. Like, for me, not at all. So it can be, for obvious reasons, like because that's amazing to hit that note. But at the same time, there's the nuances in vocals and the subtleties, where it's not like, listen to me sing. It's more like, I've got something to say, and if you want to listen, then listen. And there's a more subtle, inviting kind of nature to the vocal than loud and proud, you know. Because I love divas. I grew up on them. Like divas, all the, you know, like Whitney Houston, and even like Gloria Estefan, and even Jewel, like the singer-songwriter, Tori Amos, absolutely love. So the female sort of singer-songwriters, Joni Mitchell, that kind of stuff, Ella Fitzgerald. So there's jazz elements I just adore as well. But then I can get a full appreciation of, say a jazz song and then a metal song. And then I think, wow, what would happen if we combine the two? Sorry. I need to work on my Ableton a bit more and have fun and explore and create. And there's no right or wrong to me. Obviously, if you're off pitch, bad. But if people are just getting out their voices and they're happy, I always think, well, who am I? I'm just going to give my opinion. I don't know it all, and I don't claim to. But it's a nice sort of community, and sort of to spread the joy. And feel like we're not alone. That's another part of it as well, you know, which I always say at the end of videos. I feel where it's like a community where we all come together all over the world, which is amazing. Brazil to Norway to America, like all of America, Canada, you know, England sometimes. Some of them, not as much as America, but anyway.
Everywhere. I've always Asia. Felt that music is a universal language.
Absolutely.
I've made the joke that there's only two universal languages, and that's math and music.
it's
you know, 2 + 2 is always 4, no matter where you are in the world.
2 + 2 and, is music,
and right. Music is always the same around the world. Yeah. You know, it's going to evoke.
We all have
emotion.
Our opinions.
Yeah,
that's a good song. No, it's not. This person sings it better. I'm like, yeah, okay. Everyone's got an opinion, right?
Yeah, that's something. That's the world.
Like
And
the anatomy.
And now with social
Which
media,
is fine.
Everybody
I see it all day
it
long
there.
In the comments.
Yeah, I was about to say. And thanks to social media, everybody
them.
Can put it out there.
I know. I can hear you. Shh, shh, shh. And I say, calm down. I'll get to your comment in a minute. I know. Bless them. But it's okay.
Well, at Two Geeks and a Noob, I would be remiss to not ask you your thoughts on the Marvel movies and Marvel TV shows that have come out. Have you had a chance to watch, like, the Disney Plus shows? Like, we've got Falcon and the Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Loki. The current movies, like Shang-Chi, is out now. So,
what are your... God, I want to see that. It's meant to be stunning.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. I've seen it twice now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to see it.
It's so, so good.
Right.
So I can't ask you about that one. But... I don't want to spoil anything.
He's outstanding.
It's actually incredible. It's actually, if you're ever a fan of a Jackie Chan film, there's definite elements of a Jackie Chan film. Yeah.
He's amazing.
Which I thought was great.
Talented.
Yeah. Absolutely love him. And a great singer. Have you ever heard Jackie Chan sing? He does.
I don't know. I did do actors, 24 actors that can sing. And then people are like, what about this person? I didn't do the compilation, probably.
If you ever get a chance to, I will recommend you look up his music video for I'll Make a Man Out of You for Mulan, because he voiced and sang the Mandarin version of the character for the voiceover. Jackie. It's absolutely. He puts Donny Osmond to shame. Like, I love Donny Osmond, don't get me wrong. Runner-up in The Masked Singer, which is fantastic. Love Donny Osmond, always have. And he also has no problem making fun of himself, which is one of the reasons I love him so much. But Jackie Chan he puts him to shame. And he grew up in an opera school. Now, granted, an opera school back in China was also where you learned martial arts and everything else. But absolutely incredible. So if you get a chance to check that out, I would highly recommend it, because it's so, so good.
I will do. I did see Aquaman not that long ago, which was like, for me, it was like 7 films in one. I was like, well, they spent a little bit of money on this film, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was it Aquaman? Yeah. I think they're filming a second one, or is it?
Yes, they are currently. They are currently filming
so many films all the time. I'm trying to keep up with just Netflix as well. Sometimes certain series I enjoy watching.
Well, so what? You know? So what are you kind of like watching right now? Like, what is it that you kind of?
I don't know. I go through emotions. Like, sometimes if I'm in a bad mood or I'm not feeling well, then I can watch things that I never watch. Like horrors and sort of like thriller type. Well, thriller's okay, I guess I can do. But I'm not into gore and violence like that, because it just freaks me out, being an empath. I take it on. It's not real. It's so real. Look, he's crying. It's so real. So, but I like, you know, oh God, there's so much. Sometimes I can go not too sappy, like This Is Us on tonight's issue. It's like, the kind of like feel good, because I like to feel good, not bad. But a bit like my emotional self, I'll just, like a roller coaster, I'll just check out. Like, there's something called The Slap. It was so, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But anyway, that was...
Well, speaking of Netflix...
That was a good one. And speaking... so much. Stranger Things.
Yeah,
the obvious one.
But there's a... Speaking of... I don't know if you've got a chance to watch this yet, or even if you could. Mm. And the reason I say that, because you are also an empath. So speaking of Netflix and being an empath, there was Bo Burnham's Inside. And I don't know if you've got a chance to watch that yet. It's his it's his latest stand-up special, but I will tell you, as a fellow empath, it is intense. It is intense what he, like, because what he did is he locked himself in his studio in January of 2020 to make a new special. And then the pandemic hit right as he started. He then spent a year locked away from the world, making this special 100% on his own.
Wow.
And this was his first time coming back to comedy after 5 years away, because he got to a point where he was having panic attacks on stage, so he had to walk away. And so the whole thing, and it's very funny. It's very funny. He's of course, it's Bo Burnham. He's a fantastic comedian, but it's also, it's very real. It's very emotional. It's very raw.
Yeah.
And
comedians are the saddest people.
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%.
I know, right?
There's a reason
there
I do stand up.
There's like, a reason. Oh my God, I'm fucked up. Yeah. Oh well.
As long as I make people laugh.
There's a reason I do stand up comedy when I get a chance, you know, whenever I've got the time. There's a reason
why.
Have you
done it? That's something I want to do. I just want to get booed off and be like, oh, it feels so nice.
Open mic nights.
Thanks, guys.
I have
See you
done.
Later.
Okay, so.
My number.
A little background on me. I used to be a professional wrestler. I have wrestled in front
Wait, now you have to show you some vids.
Oh no,
there. Insert videos.
It was before the time of YouTube. This was 2004 to 2008. I think I do actually have one video online, but I have to find it.
Were you like, rah! Did you have a name?
I was the Ace Vinny Lee. And I used to come out. I was a bad guy. I got to play a bad guy, which was always fun.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got to wrestle a couple dark matches for big companies like WWE. So I've wrestled in front of thousands of people. I was an MMA fighter for a year, in front of crowds.
So you're a hard nut. You can look after yourself in a dark alley.
Yeah. I joined the army after that, and I was in the world's largest.
My God, you've got skills to pay the bills.
Yeah, I was in the world's largest culinary competition and took second place. So I've performed in front of major crowds. Like I've done theater my whole life. I've been in so many plays. Yeah. The only time I've ever been nervous ever is doing stand-up comedy, and it's every single time because you live and die by that particular crowd that night. And
I'm going to try and make you laugh now. There's no judgments.
Yeah, it's just like
hard.
It's so subjective, and every crowd is different. Yeah. It's like when I'm wrestling, people are there to see wrestling. Like they're not necessarily there for one particular thing. They're there to see wrestling. When I was doing MMA, they were there to see people beat the crap out of each other. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
At a culinary competition, the judges want to see you cook. Everybody that's there watching wants to see awesome food and food art. That's
the humor thing, everyone.
But humor is so subjective.
It's distinct, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, yes,
you're
going to see stand-up comedy. Yeah. You're going to see stand-up comedy, but your comedy, what you consider comedy, may not be
You always get the miserable, like...
Yeah.
Nothing would make them laugh.
So that's I always recommend it. If you've not done it yet,
I'm definitely gonna do it.
Open
sweat a lot.
Open mic night.
Or maybe I'll just do it here. I've got to do it. My brother does it in Japan. He lives there. He does stand up. He does Trump impressions. Oops, maybe I shouldn't say that. Don't care.
No, you're fine.
Maybe not so much now. Now he's out the little one.
No, no, it's still for some reason it's still a thing here. I don't know why. He's been
still a thing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
He's very good. We got that bug in us, I guess.
The performer.
But yeah, definitely going to do it. One of my friends, she's always like, oh my God, why aren't you doing stand-up already? Well, I thought you had to be funny. And she nods. But she wrote a whole plan for me. Actually, this book here, she was like dedicating it, like, make your dreams come true. I'm like, are you American? Because I like that talk. In England, we're like, we don't want you to succeed. We're miserable. We want you to be miserable with us. Deadpan humor.
That's one of my favorite.
I don't mind.
My favorite Eddie Izzard jokes. Is about that. He's like, I wasn't American. I was British.
Does he say that?
Oh, yeah. He goes. Oh, it was from 94 though. It's from his 94 stand up. So
94.
It's past.
Jurassic Park era.
Yeah. Well, Jurassic Park came out in 93.
93. Yeah.
And then that was his Dress to Kill special in 1994. He was in San Francisco. He talked about how. He was British, so he went to his counselor, and he's like, I want to be an astronaut. I want to discover things. And he's like, you're British. Scale it down a bit. And he kept going down the list and down the list and down the list till it was like, I want to end up in a sewer and put poop on my head. And he's like, all right. You know, everything was so scaled down versus what he's like, the American dream, and everything's big. He's like, if you want to go put babies' heads on spikes, go, go, go. You know, everything was so big.
It definitely seems greener over there than here.
It's not. It's not.
Anyone? Sponsorships?
It's not.
I know. Like, people are like, it's shit here. I'm like, but it's fun and warm.
I so want to live in London.
Get you on your toes. Where are you? Whereabouts in America are you?
I'm in Florida. So I'm in America's jockstrap.
Oh, my God. I've been there like three times.
Yeah, I'm in America's jockstrap.
It's
so,
where all the...
Yeah.
It's jockstrap.
Hot, sweaty, muggy, and full of crabs. It's awful here.
Well, that as well.
Yeah. No. I'm not a fan.
Is it?
Oh,
that's where the holidaymakers go. Like my dad,
yes.
We're going to America, Florida.
Yeah, Disney. But where do you go? You go to
the
Orlando,
classics.
Exactly. You go to Orlando. You go to Disney,
Orlando, Florida,
Universal
right?
Studios, Disney, SeaWorld. Yeah, I love those places, but
Key West, tick. See some cats that were abused, tick. Terrible.
I grew up right around the corner from that place. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my God, you remember it?
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah,
it's still there. It's still there. It's
like,
still open.
Anoosh, or something.
It's still open. Do you understand how Florida is? It's still open.
I know. Maybe
so, yeah.
I'll just...
They even have Tiger King. They have a whole thing about it. And yet...
Oh, Tiger King.
That turned into...
Hi, my name's Carol Baskin.
That turned into a marketing thing for them. Like, it does not
Terrible.
Paint them in a good light. And yet in Florida, it's... Oh, they're famous? Okay, let's go look at the cats that are obviously not treated well.
Yeah, and I did hold an alligator as well, and I was like, turn.
Oh, we've all done that. I prefer to eat them.
Yeah.
I prefer to eat them. Ooh. I don't want to hold it.
Oh.
They're very delicious. Oh. They're so good.
No.
It is so good.
Vegetarian.
Can't oh, be. That's right. You are a vegetarian. I am not.
Yeah.
That's although right. I great,
everyone
I
hurt
do,
me my feelings. Now.
I do greatly judge actually. Me. I actually greatly appreciate vegetarian diets. I'm a meat eater. It's just how it is. I'm a very big protein guy, but I do.
Most people are.
I tend to like lean. Actually, I tend to lean a lot like a pescatarian. So mainly
yeah,
fish.
Yeah.
Mainly fish. But I do mm-hmm. like a lot of vegetarian. I can't go vegan because I do like my cheese and I do like my honey.
Yeah.
And I do like my dairy. I do like my ice cream, but. I can appreciate a vegetarian diet, definitely.
Mm.
But every now and then, I gotta have
better
steak
for my health. My body's like the most sensitive. It's like if I just look at bright light, you know, it's like wow.
Well, there are definitely bad. Yeah. There's definitely people out there. Oh, for sure. No, there's definitely people out there. You gotta be like, there's some people.
Everybody's
who need,
different, so
exactly.
whatever you thrive on, do. And I exactly. actually don't care. I'm never like, make sure you eat more fucking lettuce and less animal eyes like the people eat.
If, when it's done for health,
anyway.
Yeah.
I don't,
done for
don't
health,
care.
Yeah.
As long as you're not abusing children or animals.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. Oops. It keeps coming up with Insta Live. Apparently, I'm meant to be doing an Insta Live now. Can you come on and join? Oh man.
The second yours went off, really so did mine. To. That's weird.
It's weird. Yeah. It keeps coming. I'm like, all right. Phone.
Yeah, I know.
It's like that Jexy film I only recently saw.
Oh
back.
God, yeah.
It that's reminds me of Jack Black. Oh my God, he's so similar mannerisms. It's crazy.
It's but such a nightmare.
I can't think of Pitch Perfect.
But that's going to be our future yeah? soon. So.
Yeah, oh man. I know. Then I thought, I want to do the voice like, you're an idiot. Turn me on. You know. But she got it. Rose Byrne. She's a bit more popular. Famous. I'll get it next time. Maybe the B movie. B side.
I was about to say like, oh, you want to do the B movie remake?
Life's short. We're all gonna be dead soon. Why not?
Yeah, why not? It's you gotta. That's one of the things. You just gotta put yourself out there and just. And I've told
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been telling people. People ask me all the times, like, because I just listed off some of the things I've done, and people are like, "Oh my God, how have you done so much? Like, how do you do that?" It's like, I figured life's short. Follow your passion. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
You could die tomorrow. And that...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you're...
100 Regrets of the Dying. There's a film, a book there.
And here you are doing
insightful.
That.
But it sounds depressing, but it's true because we don't like yeah. talking. Yeah, but I feel like that's probably the ego that I'm not doing enough on a personal level, you know.
That's There's a good
more.
Ego, though.
I'm going to play badminton tomorrow. Do you know what badminton... Yeah, ego. If you don't have ego, you don't get out of bed, though. There's a certain amount of ego you need to...
Badminton or... Badminton, is what you said?
Badminton. I can't even say it. Badminton. Badminton.
Badminton.
Do you have that with the rackets?
Yeah, badminton.
It's like tennis, but yeah. lighter.
Yeah, badminton.
More buoyant and more middle mm-hmm. class. Yeah.
Shuttlecocks.
So
yeah.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
That's what yeah. the ball is called. It's got the ball with a little tail
on it.
Surprise
my friend.
It's a shuttlecock.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fun.
Talk about rock and like, roll.
I think that
show those bad boys.
Ego isn't always a bad thing. When you use it, like you're just using, like, oh, I'm not doing enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, there's more things that I want to do.
Yeah.
Not that I, body. As long as you can look at it, yeah. as, these are things I want to do and not that I need to do. And once it becomes a need, you can kind of yeah. get obsessed about it. But like you just said, you want to try stand-up comedy.
Mm.
Go do it. Give it a shot.
Well, man.
An open mic night, you're up there
but
for 3 minutes.
But isn't stand-up, it's really script anyway, isn't it?
I'm no.
Just so much better not, at the improv.
I'm
like,
more of an improv
stories.
Guy.
There's stories like,
so I...
Yeah,
yeah,
you do kind
of
build.
Sure
you do
well.
Kind of build
I don't
a
mind
script, but I actually
that,
go
isn't
up
it? Having
improv.
Idea. Otherwise, you get on stage. What are you going to talk about?
I guess
you
go up
at the front with your glasses.
So I would recommend it this way because I grew up on Whose Line.
Talk about YouTube.
I grew up on Whose Line anyway. Like
oh my God,
said.
I love it.
I started with the British version. I started with the British version, and I have watched it every
oh
iteration
God.
Since.
Ryan.
And it's yeah, it's a dream to be on stage with Ryan and Colin. That would
yeah,
be a dream.
Colin, yeah.
But the reason I mentioned stand-up, you can look at stand-up this way. What is improv if nothing but people giving you suggestions, you build a scene off of it, right?
Mm.
Give yourself a couple suggestions before you get up on stage and then build stories around that. That's the way I look at stand-up, is I just have very, like, I have seeds that I can plant and then I'll build off that seed. And
yeah,
so my jokes, like, there are some
back to it.
Some comedians are very scripted. Some are very Robin Williams is the best example. Robin Williams was almost all improv.
My God. Absolutely.
So
yeah,
that's the best example. If you watch any of his stand-up specials,
I did my dissertation on him, so yeah.
I absolutely, to this day.
I got an autograph from him, actually. He signed. He actually wrote "To Becky" back in the days of being called Becky. Although my parents still call me that. He was like, "To Becky." I was like, "Hi!"
I absolutely.
That was when he did 1 hour photo.
Oh, what a great film that is.
Dark. So good. Let's go back to Aladdin.
His
Mrs.
death.
Doubtfire is my favorite one.
There are very, like, I'm not one to get attached to celebrities. But I do know that Robin Williams pretty much shaped my entire personality, and his death to this day still affects me.
Different level. I cried. I actually mourned, and I was depressed. I thought, wow, I'm so I feel awful I didn't do that for the same for my nan, but you can't help how you feel, can you?
Exactly.
Because we all grew up with him. He was such, you know, no one's perfect, but what we saw and how amazing and just in awe of him. Like so many.
Yeah.
And and influenced.
His impact was
inspired.
Insane.
Yeah.
And his stuff, if you've learned anything about him, like, he, ever since he did the movie Fisher King, every film, you had to hire at least 100 homeless people as part of his writer. Yeah. Like, the stuff like that. Like,
he did
so
much.
The
work.
U.S., his USO tours, he just did so much. And the documentary, the HBO documentary that came out after his death is something that I can't, like, I watch it when it's on, but I shouldn't, because then I'm like, I'm done for the day, because I've cried myself to the point of exhaustion. Yeah, his death really affected me. And the only other death I can think of on a celebrity status was Stan Lee, who I was very fortunate to see Stan Lee in his final visit to Florida. I got to finally meet him. So I was very fortunate there, because Stan Lee, comic book, shaped my life as well. So he helped shape my world, and I always said, like, my personality comes from Robin Williams, my morality comes from Stan Lee, because heroes have kind of helped shape my morality growing up, learning what's right, what's wrong. I did that from comic books, and it's a little bit different with Stan Lee, because the man was 96 years old and lived one hell of a life, but still, that one affected me. That was pretty tough, but yeah, so depressing. That's great way to go. But
is what it is.
So as we're wrapping up here a little bit, what's next for you? Like, what do you have planned down the pipe? What do you got going on? What do you want people to know?
A nice holiday.
That sounds amazing.
Oh God. Greece was amazing. I went there like 3 weeks ago. Sorry.
Oh wow, I want to go there so bad.
I just like hot countries and warmth and pools and relaxing, because I work, well, like a lot of people, really hard. Work is hard. Was that from Wayne's World? Anyway, yeah. I don't know. Writing, singing, collaboration, whatever word fits best. Socializing more.
Yeah, well, we can kind of start doing that now.
Documenting my life. I know, right? Yeah, because I realized I'm happiest when I'm sort of with others. I like being on my own because I quite like me. I'm quite nice. But I do like bouncing off from others, those who get me. And I think it's really important that I focus on doing that, because only amount of time I go, I'm on my own. I don't like it very much. Like a lot of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, that side of the personality, where it gets silly and fun, I like to be like that, and less serious and more fun, more dopamine, which I've mentioned throughout. So more fun, doing more, creating more stuff. I always say, and I sometimes not do, giving more. And yeah, I guess just get my shizzle out before we die. I don't know how long we have left on this earth.
Are there any reaction videos coming up that we should know about? Are there any, like, big time ones?
Well, I thought about doing another Pantera. I was like, oh, I feel like sometimes I want to be electrocuted in my ears. And then I think, well, we'll do that. You know, then I'm a bit like selfish. Like, what do I want to listen to? Because all day I get like, listen to this.
Yeah.
I'll try. 1 million people plus. So Yeah. Not sometimes emotional, because I already get drained by my own thoughts. It's like something I'll be in lifting or just something to grab. But it does take a lot of energy, so I have to sort of balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meditate and relax. I do yoga, do weightlifting, kickboxing as well that I do now. So on a fitness level, that's where the vocal athlete comes from. Not because I think I'm a great singer, but yeah, just more about feeling good. But I don't mind documenting it. Like I've got like my little drum pad there with God knows what's on it. And I want to do like drum lessons or something. And I want to like show people how crap I am. And then maybe I could be good, you know, all sorts. I just want to sort of do a bit more sort of out of the studio, so to speak. And then just see where that goes. Maybe be a chat show host.
There you go.
The next best. That's probably the bigger goal. Like the next. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
The female version. So I get to sing, dance, interview people, talk, engage. I love that idea.
Funny enough, my Twitter bio used to be, I'm going to be the next Jimmy Fallon.
Oh my God, you could be him and I can be her. Yeah.
But I'd be remiss if I didn't throw it out there. There is a reaction video that I would love to see, and it is Disturbed. That's once again. It is just another cover. And it is If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. The Sting classic.
Sting?
Yeah.
If I ever lose my faith in you.
My absolute favorite Sting song. And then I heard Disturbed came out with this September of last year. And I didn't know it was the cover at first. And I just like, oh, this is a good song. And then it clicked. And it's just absolutely incredible. His take on it. And again, David Draymond's voice is insane. So I would definitely throw that one out there. That is my recommendation. Also, I think you'd make a fantastic.
Yeah, I'll look them up.
I think you'd make a fantastic. You know, Ellen's retiring. You could take her spot.
Yeah, I keep hearing bad things, but I'm a bit like, well, are we all going to be a bitch? You should see me sometimes. Horrible. People are like, oh, Rebecca, you're so lovely and this. I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. Oh, you're perfect. Fuck, I'm not. I'm horrible sometimes. I'm sweaty. You should see my face without makeup. You would be worried. I'm angry. I'm hormonal, and then I smile, and it's okay.
But so you're human.
I got to be truthful. Like, I'm human. And you know, people don't, or that pedestal, I'm like, but the more you say you're not, the more like, no. And I'm like, oh, come on, George, calm down. You know, and I'm like, okay, you see that, that's fine. I'm not like annoyed at you for seeing such amazingness, but I can tell you right now, it's not what you think.
It's a sheen. That's the way I look at it. There's a sheen to it.
I just think we're all fucked up, and I'm okay. Oh yeah, of course. To be honest, you know what I mean.
Otherwise, we absolutely
I'm just like,
are.
It's like, I hate fake. Oh my God, like whatever. Like I could do that all day long. Although I want to be like that sometimes, like more vacious. I think life would be a bit easier.
I think perfect is boring. I think there's a reason that utopia doesn't exist because it would be so boring.
Well, it does. It doesn't exist. But then you don't feel the good unless you have the bad.
Yeah, you'll never understand the good times if you don't have the bad times. Like if you don't understand struggle, you'll never understand what you have. That's kind of why rich people that are born rich tend to be snobby assholes because they don't understand what they have. They've never had to struggle
they
for
go
it.
Broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you know people who build up to be millionaires tend to be more cool people versus people that have been born into it for generations. So.
Yeah, which they can't help, but hopefully you can still have those who appreciate that and still do charity work or whatnot or whatever. Still
that's,
give.
That's why I
get all the same. Money just gives you freedom. It doesn't make you who you are, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just from the outside, the external. Spiritual right now with Superbeard. Yeah.
Well, Rebecca, this has been an absolutely fantastic interview. I appreciate this. I appreciate this so much.
I like
much.
Chilling with you. It's nice, isn't it?
Yes, it's been great. Fun. I've enjoyed this talk so much. Tell the people where they can find you.
Allmylinks.com/RVA. Rebecca VA. Can't remember. I'm so bad at vlogging myself. Instagram. It's like Rebecca Vocal Athlete. Maybe if you just Google that, it'll come up. Hopefully me. I'm all over the shop.
Well, when I post YouTube, this, I'll put your links also in the description below so people can find you.
Usually I just say allmylinks.com/RebeccaVA. Is that what it is, or RVA? Sorry guys, it's crap.
I'll have the link in the description. It'll be there. Don't worry.
But that's the link because I've got so many links and it's like Spotify and people are yawning. you know, it's like boring.
So I do the same on TikTok.
I just tend to get people to go there now.
I was like, just go to my link.
Yeah, and there's TikTok as well.
Yeah, just go to my link tree. Well, it's all there. I was like, oh, you are on TikTok?
TikTok.
God. Well, I'm going
to
have
to
follow.
I am on TikTok. There you go.
I'm going to have to follow you now.
Actually, is it on all my links? I'm so bad.
Why have I not seen that?
I am on there, but I'm not. I mean, I'll upload maybe once a month. No. There's loads of things I want to do on there, but I just don't know how people do it all. Maybe they don't, or they have a whole team behind them, which I need to do. I need to get like...
Well, the great thing about TikTok is most of the time... Most of the time, you just need 30 seconds.
Crazy.
You know,
yeah.
So you can just have
I remember
fun.
I did a clip for Instagram, Chill With You song that I wrote, and it was all coming out, whatever. And then there was an idea, and then it took me like half a day, if not the day. And I was all like trying to look hot and sexy, you know. I took a breath, didn't breathe. And I was just like, chill with you. And then I was just like, lip syncing that thing people do really well. But it took ages because it was about light, it was about somewhat of direction, but it was just like a 1 minute, 30 second clip. I was like, oh my God, I can't live life if I just do this all day long. But then I know you can just literally have the, I know you can put as much effort in as possible. That goes for anything, doesn't it? So
yeah.
I like to be a bit more free on TikTok and not create masterpieces.
Well, that's the key, because most of the time, right? masterpieces don't work. People want they want the realist. They want the quick videos. Like people, like there's always that joke on TikTok where people are like, I spent 7 hours putting this video together. It got 10 views. Then I made a blooper video 5 seconds later, and it was a million views.
Yeah.
And I gotta say,
no rhyme or reason.
I don't envy you on the whole having to look good thing. I hide behind a beard and I don't worry about light. I'm good.
I should.
Funny you mentioned it. I grew my own.
Yeah, there you go.
So hey everyone, welcome to.
I don't know why my voice changed.
It's the beard. It does that.
I know it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
And what are you on about?
No, I just got two people in my head.
We all do.
Yeah.
Or if, not just two.
And the rest. The amount of voices I do gets a bit weird. All right.
Schizophrenia is normal. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Why would you say that? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I could literally talk to you all day. And
that's
this
like
has
you
been.
Talk too much.
No,
sorry.
I literally can't.
The amount of times I get that.
I can literally talk to you all day, but I do have another. I actually do have to record. We're recording our podcast today. We record Wednesday nights live on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. When am I coming out?
You
tag
will be
me
out
on Instagram.
I will tag it once I get it up, because you and I are. Our interview will actually be. I'm going to do it as a separate video right on the YouTube, and then I'm going to throw to it also during the podcast tonight. So I'm going to take a couple clips from it, put it in the podcast, but the full video will be on the YouTube channel, A Bearded Perspective, which is my main channel.
Bearded Perspective.
Yeah.
Wait, because can I take a photo of your lovely face?
You absolutely can if you want to.
I might have to be in it as well. Oh, that's a selfie. Disgusting. Ready? This is where we smile and go, life is so good. Oh, we look genuinely happy there together.
I am genuinely happy, Rebecca, to talk to you. It's been a blast. Thank
you
so much.
You've got a nice
so
voice.
Much.
It's smooth.
Thank
like
you.
A criminal.
I appreciate it. Coming from you, that means
thanks
actually
for
a lot.
Me. That's nice. I'm obsessed. Well, you probably know. Obsessed with voices, and yours is like really nice and just, you know, it's one of them, isn't it?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I will have this edited. I have it up, and I will hit you up on Instagram, and hopefully we can do this again. I'd love to talk to you again. This would be great.
Yes, do it. We could have a reunion.
Yes, let's do it. It'll be great. And eventually one day I will get across the pond. I want to get over.
Yeah, make sure it's not at the same time as I'm going.
Yeah,
it's like,
hey, we're doing another Zoom meeting because now you're in Florida. But yeah, it's been great.
Right?
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I greatly appreciate it. Everybody, please go check out her channel.
Thanks for having me.
I promise you will fall in love with her and have a great
now.
Time. Yeah, hit that like button, subscribe,
that's
hit the notification bell, do it all. Follow her on Instagram. Apparently, she has a TikTok, so go find her there as well, which I'm about to go do. So definitely go check it out. And once more time, thank you so
it's
very
fun.
Much. And we'll talk again.